שלום וברכה. ערב שבת שלום. Are we recording? We have to record. Record to the cloud.
Recording in progress.
There we go. Thank you. Okay. ערב שבת שלום. So we are unfortunately, hopefully we still have some, well, there's still a way out, even though Eliyahu Navi doesn't come neither on Friday nor on Shabbat. אבל מכל מקום, there still are ways to deal with this. But barring Biat HaMashiach and Binyan Bet HaMikdash, unfortunately this coming Motzai Shabbat is going to be Tisha B'Av, a Yom Evel Yisrael, Hashem Yirachem V'Yatziv. So, that being said, this gets compounded this year by the fact that we have Shabbat preceding Tisha B'Av, and therefore that causes many more halachot. So I'm just going to try to go very quickly through Shabbat and the night of Tisha B'Av, the day of Tisha B'Av, up to and including Motza'e Tisha B'Av. So first and foremost, as follows. Lehevei Yadua. There are certain minhagim that Rama in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph does bring down, that among the Ashkenazim, right, Michael can probably tell us in Germany, I don't know what they have such minhagim, but on Shabbat Chazon, there's some very interesting minhagim among the Ashkenazim about not changing into Shabbat clothes and saying Kriyat HaTorah and Lecha Dodi in mournful tunes. All sorts of very interesting minhagim. No, there are. It's brought down. Yeah?
They do that in Germany. They did it the full 3 weeks. There was mournful tunes for
the... I don't know. That's even more than the Rama says. But okay, Nagid. But you know, there's a sefer called Noheg Katzon Yosef, or all minhagei Ashkenazim Mamash, Yekas, are in that sefer over there. Aval mikol makom, the Rama says kacha. That was the minhag, and Maran Zichron Berachah brings down many, many poskim that disagree with that minhag. And this coming Shabbat, la halacha ul maaseh, is a regular Shabbat for all intents and purposes. In that we say regular lachadodis, no sad tunes, and no. We change to Shabbat clothes, and we take a shower, and basar v'yayin, everything. Not only that, but even lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, especially those who are makpid to do so, based on the Ari HaKadosh, to Amei HaChaim Zechud, that it's an inyan to taste a little bit of the foods, lichvot Shabbat Kodesh, you can taste from the basar, this coming Eid of Shabbat, lichvot Shabbat, and the Shabbat is completely regular, such that, even though the Ben Yishai brings down Parashat Devarim, there are some shitot, Maran disagrees, but the Rama also brings down, that on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzot, a person should already divert his Torah learning to Tisha B'Av material. Yeah, that's a Rama on regular years. Ma? Yesh kazeh Rama, ma'ani azeh? Oh, says the Ben Yishai, even that is only on regular years. But when Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yod B'Shabbat, he says, don't touch your learning, everything akol ragil. Yeah?
Even
after Shkiah? No, no, no. 1 second. Time out. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Yamed Meron. Cyberspace can answer amen. Anyway, mikol makom, now it's too late. Aval, mikol makom, at the end of the day, this year, when Tisha B'Av falls out of Motzei Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, everything normal. You can learn regular after Chatzot, Hakol Beseder, even though especially, L'dat Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that even on regular years, you can learn Torah as usual until Shkiah. So that's that. Now, later on Shabbat, the minhag is to pray mincha a little bit earlier than usual to give people a time to rest, a time to eat, whatever it is. Now, this year, all of the dinim of Seudah Mafseket do not apply this year. Which means the Shnit of Shilin, on the floor, all sorts of different zachin, doesn't apply this year. The Gemara says Meforash. It's quoted by Maran Shulchan Aruch Le'alacha that Tisha B'Av Shechal Yod B'Shabbat on Tisha B'Av that falls on Motzei Shabbat on Seudah Shlishit of Shabbat, which is the last meal. You can eat anything you want. Ma'ale al Shulchano ki Seudah Shlomo B'Shaato. You can eat whatever you want. Basar Yain. Obviously, you know, be normal. That's probably wine or other alcohol is probably not the best thing right before fast, but that's, you know, I think also alcohol dehydrates you, right? Diuretic. Anyway.
But fish, no? Also, they recommend not to have fish, especially if it's salty, because it's going to make you more thirsty.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, be normal, eat light things that are good for the fast. Most important thing, Rabotai, you see, Maran Zichron Berachah would always say, 48 hours before the fast, l'chaim, but not hydration. Drink. Me'od chashuv. Very, very important, especially now it's hot outside. To be very, very careful. Not to run around, not to make yourself crazy. Relax, drink, and you'll be fine, Bezat Hashem. Yeah? So, that being said, Shabbat, as it's getting closer to Shkiah, you eat whatever you want, on the table, Zmirot Shel Shabbat, Akol Beseder. Now, as we get closer to Shkiah, in the New York area, Be'erich, Nagid 8:20-ish, 8:20 p.m., so over there, once Shkiah hits, even though technically, officially, Shabbat's not over yet, but a person cannot actively do any of the things that are prohibited on Tisha B'Av, which means once Shkiah hits, no more eating, drinking, all of the Isurim that have to do with Tisha B'Av, Rechitza, rubbing yourself with oil, yeah, all these things, you're not allowed to do. However, there's only one exception, which is, if you happen to be wearing your Shabbat shoes at home, since over there, once you're wearing it, you do not yet take off your leather shoes until 20 minutes or so, tzedek kochavim, after sunset, because of lichvot Shabbat, we don't actively make you take it off, because that would seem disrespect. All the other things which are passive, not eating, not drinking, not washing, not all these things, that's passive. So it's not a, it's not disrespectful to Shabbat. But taking off your leather shoes, we say, wait. Now, obviously,
learning Torah. Asur.
Huh?
It's still Shabbat.
Active.
What if he was learning before Shabbat?
Stop. That's your every moment you're actively continuing it. Whereas shoes, you're not doing any ma'aseh. The shoes are already on you. That thing, she'elat shalom. All the things, she'elat shalom, Talmud Torah, all the things that are asun tisha b'av, shki'ah. If you're wearing leather shoes, you can wait another 20 minutes to take it off.
Huh?
Well, it's not tov. There's nothing tov about tisha b'av. So you wait.
Shavua.
Yeah. Have a week. You know what I'm saying?
Someone's learning Torah before shkia. Yeah. Active?
If you're learning Torah before shkia, once shkia hits, you got to shift to tisha b'av sugiyah. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Now, if again, bechol zot, Rabbeinu Tam is a chumrah. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. If you're not wearing leather shoes at home, many people don't wear their shoes at home. Yeah, that doesn't mean by shkia I'll put it on and then take no ma pitom, because that's already kumbase, that's already active, so you can't do that. Now, the minhag Rabotai is that arvit on Motzei Shabbat, when it's Tisha B'Av, you make it a little bit later to give people. You're not supposed to come bebigdei Shabbat to Beit Knesset. That's Tisha B'Av, act like Tisha B'Av. So you have to give people, after Shabbat, 20 minutes or so after Shkiah, give them a chance to change out of Bigdei Shabbat.
After Shkiah.
You can already change.
You can change your clothes after Shkiah?
Yeah, not Melacha, not talking about Melacha. Changing clothes, which is not a Melacha, you say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, take off your clothes, take off your shoes, and then put on Bigdei Chol. Now, very important to realize, when you put on clothing for Tisha B'Av, I spoke about this during the week, even though this week we don't have Shavua Shechad Bo Tisha B'Av, so we didn't need to prepare any clothes, but Tisha B'Av itself, Bevadai Bevadai, is no different than Shavua Shechad Bo Tisha B'Av during the rest of the years, and therefore what? You can't wear fresh clothes on Tisha B'Av, so therefore, Etzah Tova is that if you're taking off your Shabbat suit, you want to wear weekday clothes for Tisha B'Av, leave over the clothes that you're wearing today, your Friday clothes, put them aside instead of putting in the laundry, put it aside and leave that for Tisha B'Av, then you'll have non-freshly laundered clothes, so you can wear it B'Lel Tisha B'Av, B'Yom Tisha B'Av, whatever it is. Now,
but if you stay with your clothes of Shabbat, it's not fresh, it's white, you don't get a pleasure from having a white shirt of Shabbat.
But what about you? Not the shirt necessarily, what about the suit?
It's Kahal HaMoed, it's supposed to have an element of
Moed. So put on a tux, you know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to have a suit, it's not a problem.
That's true, but if it's overly Shabbati, you're supposed to change out of it because it's not lo matim. Yeah, I remember this is hanhaga that I got from my rebbeim. My rebbeim, Rashi Kolanim, they say, and it doesn't do anything. It's just a long piece of material. But the tie, they used to wear a tie, and on Tisha B'Av they used to change their suit to a weekday suit and take off their ties. They used to walk around ke'achad ha'am. Right, to be regular person supposed to be as not chashuv as possible on Tisha B'Av. To look not shlumpy necessarily. How do you say shlumpy in Persian?
Shelachte.
Anyway, not necessarily shlumpy, but you know, tone down. You know, this is not a... Did you know that word existed? Yeah? There's another word in Yiddish. I don't know, it sounds shloch. You know what a shloch is? Maybe it comes from there.
Schlumper?
Huh?
Schlumper?
Schlumper comes from schlumpy. Anyway, the kids are... Huh? What? Anyway, mikol makom rabotai. So that's with regards to that. Bilim tisha be'av. Whether or not... So the minhag is to make arvit a little bit later, about, let's say, half an hour, 40 minutes or so after shkia or after tzeta Shabbat, whatever it is, to give people a chance to change. Those who hold...
The shuls have to be changed. We're
going to
the church.
Nachon, whatever it is. So every shul also, they can, you know, logistically, they have to work out their zachin, benches, little chairs, whatever they're doing. Some people just clear away and sit on the floor. Zachito. Maran tachon avracha, always used to stay until his old age. Until his old age, where his back was really hurting him a lot, he used to always sit directly on the floor. Achito, if a person can, no... Huh? A low chair. But really, meikaradin, if you're healthy, if you can handle it, directly on the floor with some, you know, preferably not directly on tile, some sort of carpet, some sort of, you know, blanket or something like that. Huh? No, what, to cover? You're not supposed to sit directly on Adama. There's a curse. There's a curse on the Adama, so you're not supposed to do that.
Doesn't matter if it's Israel, outside of Israel.
Even outside, you're supposed to cover it. Mikol makom, it's not the end of the world, because over here we're not sitting directly on earth. It's, you know, floored with, you know, tiled or carpeted or whatever it is. Aval, the idea is, whoever can, achitov, forget the chairs, sit directly on the floor, vizil. Now, not comfortable? Guess what? Get used to it. It's part of not having a Beit HaMikdash. Yeah? Unfortunately. Yeah? So that's with regards to that. You start Arvit a little bit later. Those who drive. You have to make sure to say, Baruch HaMabdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. The Mishnah Berurah points out, in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Vav, you have to make sure to tell the women. Men who are coming to Shul and are praying Arvit. So again, Havdalah Lakos, that's going to be made on Motza'e Tish'a B'Av on Sunday night. But Havdalah Tadu Melacha, you got to do it. Either Batfilah, Tachon Antanu. But what about women? Most women don't pray Arvit. As Maya Asu, if they want to do Melacha, they have to tell them, don't do anything until you say, Baruch HaMavdil Men Kodesh Lechol. That will be their Havdalah, not Batfilah, but Bedibur. That's the bare minimum in order to do Melacha after Shabbat. Ma Tomer?
If you know that the Sipur, I'll tell you, a lot of them will forget to say Baruch HaMavdil. Is it better to do Havdalah before Shikia on Shabbat?
No.
Let them come and drive after without saying Baruch HaMavdil. I mean, they're not going to remember.
You send out an email. Today, Baruch Hashem, you know, when you get people to... They send out an email or a blast for every other, you know, stupidity. So send out an email or send out massive email to millions of people. Yeah, don't forget the first thing after Shabbat, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol. Yeah. Lo kacha? Yeah.
Like, take off your leather shoes right now and say, Adal?
What do you mean? No, you take off your leather shoes 20 minutes after Shkia. If you're wearing it. If you happen to be wearing it, take off 20 minutes after Shkia.
When you change the clothing, right at Shkia?
No, after. Same thing as the shoes.
Oh, the shoes and the clothing 20 minutes
same
after?
Thing.
And
now,
right before that, you have to say the thing of...
Baruch HaMavdil. Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh Lechol. Take it off and do your thing.
But
now,
the slippers that are leather, but the bottom is not.
No good.
Example,
any part of the shoes. Any part of the shoes, whether the upper or the sole, if it's leather, asur. Now, that is
what,
with regard...
The full body? What's the...
No, because that protects the foot. Both... Anything that causes protection for the foot is asur. Both the upper and the sole of the shoe protect the foot.
Clogs also protect the shoe.
Clogs?
The clogs also protect the...
Crocs?
Crocs, yes.
But they're not leather. The Chachamim only asered leather shoes. Otherwise, it's mutar. Yeah? That's a big... it's an interesting machloket. Maran Zichron Bracha weighs in on it in Chazon Avadiyah. And he says, you can have the most comfortable in the world non-leather shoes, right? En lanu ela ma shechachamim amru. That's the leather vizil, not more than that. Now, when you get to Arvit, different, again, there's a lot of minhag-oriented things on Tisha B'Av. Some people start with Shirat Ha'azinu, some people don't, Anarot Bavin, some people do Echa before Arvit, after Arvit, Kulam, minhagim, it doesn't really matter. The minhag though is, on Motzai Shabbat, although we're not making Havdalah ala Kos on Motzai Shabbat, the Poskim bring down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, as does Maran Zichron Berurah and Chazon Avadiyah, that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekomecha Olam, Borei Me'oreh Esh, because that doesn't need a Kos. You say that on Motzai Shabbat, because if you don't say on Motzai Shabbat, you're going to lose it, because that's only on Motzai Shabbat. You say that right before Kriyat Megillat Echa. Why? Other parts of the tefillah, many people know by heart. When do you get real hana'ah from the from the fire, from the light, when you're able to read something that you don't know by heart, which is Megillat Echa, so the minhag is to pass around the Havdalah candle or any other candle for that matter around the Beit HaKnesset. You make a Boreh Me'oreh Esh and you pass it around. Women who don't come to shul, Ya'asu Etzeh Babayit. They'll do it at home. You don't need a shul. You don't need a minyan. You don't even need your husband. Yeah.
Pass around the candle, you said.
Pass around the candle.
I mean, this is it's belief for one person to make a bracha.
Yeah, but everybody needs to be nehina.
In other words, you should be close enough that you're nehina, but not the one that bracha. Bracha.
No, not the bracha. Well, one person makes the bracha.
What if you said the bracha already? Does it have to be someone who didn't say the bracha yet? Because someone who already said it at home can say it again for the tzibur.
You shouldn't do that. If you already did, birkat hanehinin. You shouldn't really do that.
So if you don't know who said it, who didn't say it, and everyone said it at home, most people said it at home, shouldn't say
most
it.
Most people don't say it at home. Men, most men will say it in the Knesset. You know what I'm saying? Women will say it at home. Now, as follows the Bultai. With regards to Tfilat Arvit, there's, and all of the Tfilot of Tisha B'Av, the Tfilot of Tisha B'Av are Tfilot Shel Chol. Just what? There are some additions to the Amidah, which once again are subject to Minhagim. L'da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch. With regards to Nachem, Tfilat Nachem, in Bonei Yerushalayim, there's another text over there that is that's inserted and substitutes the end of the Bracha instead of Bonei Yerushalayim, Menachem Tzion Bevinei Yerushalayim, in Bet Yosef. Siman Tav Kuf Nun Zayin, he says that the Minhag was to say it only by Mincha Shel Tisha B'Av, which is when the Beit HaMikdash started burning. That's Minhag Ashkenaz. He says that was the Minhag of Beit Yosef. Yerushalayim does it a little bit different. They say by all three tefillot, that was the Minhag of Maran Zichrono Livracha. Everybody can do their own Minhag, all legitimate Minhagim. Now, with regards to Anenu, we say Anenu all three tefillot. Arvit, Shacharit, Mincha. Lokin Ashkenazim, Da'at Maran, though, we say Anenu all three tefillot, and that doesn't change. That's
Aramaic. Ashkenazim only Mincha?
Only by Mincha, by the Yechidim. The Shliach Tzibur says it by Shacharit and Mincha, but the Yechidim say it only by Tefillat Mincha. Just like other Ta'aniyot Tzibur. Now, that is with regards to that. With regards to Tisha B'Av night, we have to...
Rabbi, can you say that one more time?
Which part?
The Anenu and the Nachem?
Anenu, Sfaradim say all three tefillot in Shomea Tefillah. Nachem has to do with Minhagim. Ledaat Manana Bet Yosef, the Minhag was to say it only b'mincha. Whereas according to Minhag Yerushalayim, and many others have adopted that, to say it by all three tefillot, Elu va'elu, divrei Elohim Chaim. Zelo mshane, and im lo natan, lo aikiv. Which means if you didn't say neither Nachem, nor Anenu, even when you were supposed to, b'di'avad, you don't have to do anything, yetzai d'chova. No, you don't go back for any of them. Now, that's with regards to the tefillah. Now, also, during the tefillot, both of Arvit and Shacharit, there are insertions, not in the Amidah itself necessarily, but there are kinot and all sorts of stuff like that. Let's make the cheshbon real quick. On Lil Tisha B'Av, we always point out, there's a section called Achinu B'nei Yisrael Shema'u. Right? This is the, when we count, so to speak, the years of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, there's a machloket between the Rambam and many other poskim, what year the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay, according to a vast majority of the poskim, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 3828. Okay, we are now in the year 5781, which means that it was destroyed, according to them, in the year 68 of the Common Era. So a way to remember that would be to subtract 68 from the current, which is the current Christian year, which is 2021. 2021 minus 68 is?
1953.
Yeah?
1953. 1953.
Nevertheless, according to the Rambam in the Hakdama of his Yad HaChazakah has a different cheshbon of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. He says the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed 1 year later, in the year 3829, which is 69 of the Common Era. So according to him, it would be, instead of 1953-1952, Minhaga Olam in general is to go by Rova Poskim on this thing to consider it 68, so it'll count 1953 this year. But again, certainly, it's not cause. I've seen it erupt into a machloket in the middle of like trying to mourn over Beit HaMikdash. Oh, the Rambam! Whoa, relax. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You think I've watched it happen. It's the
you never had someone scream out, "Oh, 70 CE."
Yeah, but die. 70 CE is Lefi Nosach Notrim. Yeah, Yeah, they want to bring the Christians into it. The Christians, that's another historical error. They would love to believe that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70 CE, because that's the year that they say that Yimach Shemo was killed. So they say, oh, you see, it's retribution for the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of Yimach Shemo v'zichro. Aval, mikol makom, that's fake news, yeah? That's Girsat CNN, is that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in 70 CE. Why? The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed either a year or 2 years before. Yeah? You have to know. Azeh, ta'ot chamura, ta'ot gdola me'ot. Anyway, mikol makom, there's a lot of kinot, vizeh, a person has to mamash feel it. Yeah, you can't fake it. You know, tears, you can't fake. Tears, you have to feel that we're missing something. And the way I always heard from my Rebbeim, how does a person tap into feeling the Churban Beit HaMikdash? You know what I'm saying? Beit HaMikdash is something that we've never seen and we've never experienced. So how do you really tap into that? Yeah. So the way to do that is to tap into your own personal tzarot. Everybody has their own personal tzarot. Everybody's got their own thing.
It's faking it, it's faking.
No. Here, wait, I didn't finish. You tap into your own personal tzarot, whatever it is, whether it's in parnasa or in health or in children. Bar minan, Hashem yirachem v'yatzim. Everybody's got their own personal tzarot. And then to remember that all of our personal tzarot are the direct result of Churban Beit HaMikdash. Okay? It's a little bit selfish, but at least it brings a person to a certain realization that the reason why we suffer nationally and individually is all a direct result of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. So that which, and the Churban Beit HaMikdash is a direct result of our Avonot. So according to the laws of logic, our personal tzarot are a direct result of Avonot.
We still have personal problems. Everybody has.
Nachon. But the Beit HaMikdash solved a lot of them. So, that being said, that's a way to tap into it. Now, it's customary on the night of Tisha B'Av. Yeah, some keilot among the Moroccans. It's very common not to say Alim Shabbat. Yeah, it's because of minhag.
Why?
But because Alim Shabbat is speaking about Pesukei Nechama. We change the tefillah according to Mekubalim. We don't touch the tefillah on. Even on Tisha B'Av, the Nosach HaTfilah stays the same. Now, with regards to sleeping arrangements on Leil Tisha B'Av. Now again, like one of the Ainuim on Tisha B'Av, for those who are married, is Tashmish HaMita, a person has to separate. Now, during Tisha B'Av, it's unlike Yom HaKippurim, in that not all of the Harchakot are in place. On Yom HaKippurim, all of the Harchakot, Ben Ish Lishto, are in place. Lochen B'Yom HaKippurim, Ela, the only thing that a person has to separate from, says Maran, on Tisha B'Av, thank you, says Maran, is that midin hanhaga tova, chumra tova, to separate, to sleep in different beds. Zo, that's the only thing, but all other achakot are not in place.
It's not minadin.
Yeah, says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that it's only midin sechor sechor amrina linzira. Midin is a chumra. Chumrah to separate, אבל גם זה מעיקר הדין מותר, but Maran says to be מחמיר, so we're מחמיר. Now, it's a thing also to sleep a little bit less comfortably than a person would, as usual. And every person on their own level. Some people don't sleep in a bed. Some people sleep on rocks. You know, not everybody's on that madriga. Wherever possible, if a person sleeps on two pillows, you take away one. Every person on their own thing, just to show to tap into the Tzara Churban. Yeah, it's not a big deal. Now, on the morning of Tisha B'Av, there are very, very different minhagim about tefillin. I don't have to get into that. Very, very different minhagim. Da'at Maran, which is Rov Kechol Am Yisrael follows Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch, and even the Ashkenazim do that, which is to wear tefillin only betfilat HaMincha. Now, the Ben Ish Chai points out, Ashkenazim don't do this Ben Ish Chai, but by the Sfaradim or Noheg like that, the Ben Ish Chai says that nevertheless, even though you're only publicly wearing tefillin, bishat mincha, nevertheless, a person should not recite kriyat shema without tefillin. So b'tzina'ah b'vito, before he comes to the tefillah, he puts on mit'atif b'tzitzit, and puts on tefillin, and says kadeshli and kriyat shema with it, and then take it off and go to Beit HaKnesset and pray without it. Now, that is, Maran Tachon Baruch Hu was a very big proponent of minhag Yerushalayim, which was minhag mekubalim, to wear talit u'tefillin as usual, בפרהסיה, during שחרית, כל אחד יעשה כמנהגו, אלו ואלו דברי אלוהים חיים. It's perfectly fine either which way. What's not perfectly fine is where you have, you know, different people doing different things, and it's, you know, you shouldn't have that. Every keilah should stick to their thing, and then sometimes you see, random stragglers coming to a shul where that doesn't wear tefillin b'shacharit, ta'ach, husam. Yeah? Other shuls that already wore tefillin b'shacharit and they don't buy mincha, ta'ach, people come, it's not a good thing. Whether it's exactly the isur of lo tidgodedu, not exactly, but it's not appropriate. Midin derech eretz le'olam lo ya'omed ben ha'yoshvim v'lo yoshev ben ha'omdim. Person should find, you want to do a certain minhag, so there, find a shul that does that minhag and go there. That's, you know, there's no shortage. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Kol echad. Yes.
When you put tefillin in the morning, your minyan, in the minyan they're not putting in the morning. You put at home, you come to Bet Knesset.
Yeah.
In the afternoon, by mincha, you should wear Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam?
Rashi. Why?
When do you put Rabbeinu Tam?
Put Rabbeinu Tam in the morning also.
And say Shema also.
Yeah. Takshiv Tov. Why is that? There's a Bet Yosef in Siman Mem Vav. In the halachot me'a berachot b'chol yom, he says, why did they institute, forget about Tisha B'Av, there's a minhag in many keilot, Moroccans do it, Syrians do it, they put on talit u'tfilin by every mincha shel ta'anit tzibur. There's such a minhag. Why? Every mincha, Syrians, Moroccans, it's a prevalent minhag.
Every time.
Why? Because since we're on ta'anit tzibur, so he makes the whole cheshbon, how many berachot were down? So he makes the cheshbon of how to make brachot. We add two more by making a bracha talit u'tfilin b'mincha. You gain another two more brachot for. So over there, so in order to get a bracha, you'd have to put on tefillin shel Rashi. At least some people put on both. There's no problem to put on both. That's fine. But the idea is to put on specifically tefillin shel Rashi so you can get a bracha. Yeah.
Do we do Kohanim by mincha?
So we certainly do Birkat Kohanim by mincha, like we would any other ta'anit tzibur, bedomeh liyom ha-kippurim. The question is, that's also another chiluke minhagim. On the morning of Tisha B'Av, some kehilot do not do Birkat Kohanim by shacharit, some kehilot do. Once again, all sourced legitimate minhagim, whatever you do is fine.
So if you say it by mincha, it has to be close to Shekiah within
a half hour.
Within
a half hour of Shekiah. Yeah. Go ahead.
So do we wear a tefillin by shacharit or not?
Depends on your minhag.
Minhag here is to wear tefillin by mincha, correct? Right. So do we wear a tefillin by shacharit or
nothing?
So everything by mincha.
Nothing. And the reason for that is based on a pasuk, Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferet Israel, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, what's the Tiferet Yisrael, the crown of Am Yisrael is the Tefillin. Hashem Kaviyachol on Tisha B'Av, when he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, he threw it away and showed Am Yisrael like they weren't wanted. Hashem Yirachem, you read the Psukim in Echad, they're mamash heart-wrenching, that HaKadosh mamash, it's crazy things. You read the Psukim in Megillat Echad that Yirmiyahu Nabi wrote. Yeah, Hayah Hashem Keoyev, Bila Yisrael. It's unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like an enemy of Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, and mamash, anyway, mikol makom. So that's with regards to. Yeah, you had a question.
Yeah. What's the din for someone that needs to bench? How does he bench? Regular so, or
what do you mean?
If someone is not supposed to fast and he's supposed to eat,
okay,
bread with okay, the shiur, what bracha does he make? He makes a full bench.
Birkat hamazon, vaday. Vaday birkat hamazon.
No, so I'm saying he makes the avelim one and the regular one.
Regular birkat hamazon is not avelim. This is not. The Gemara makes a difference between avelut chadasha and avelut yeshana. This is called avelut yeshana. It's not the real avelut shel mamash, and therefore make regular birkat hamazon. There are some poskim who say to add in nachem into birkat hamazon. Ve'in alacha kedivrehem. Yeah, the Mishabura and Maran Tichlon Berchan Chazon Avadia rule that we do not say nachem in birkat hamazon. It's a regular birkat hamazon for those who need it. Now, I'm not going to get too into this because it's a little bit too broad to be speaking about this in a public forum, but with regard, let it be known that now, what exactly constitutes a chole, or somebody who's patur from the fast on Tisha B'Av, I'm not getting into that. Okay, everybody should ask their Rav and get a psak, and that's it. But, let it be known that once a person is chole, or a person is in one of the categories that warrant not eating on Tisha B'Av, being a gibor, being, you know, trying to be a hero and fasting anyway, is not being a machmir, it's not being a tzaddik, it's being chamor. Yeah? Why? Because the Torah gives halachot. V'chai bahim, v'lo shiyamut bahim. Yeah, I heard over from Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, one time there was a guy who was chole, he was sick, and he said, he told him, I guess he overheard, whatever, he says, Rebbe, I'm going to try to fast anyway on Tisha B'Av. So Rav Asher Weiss told him, he says, make sure before you do it, if you want to fast on Tisha B'Av, make sure by minchav, Tisha B'Av, you make a Kabbalah Ta'anit. make sure you're mekabel ta'anit for tomorrow, because for you it's not ta'anit tzibur, because Chazal said that you're not part of the thing. If you want to fast anyway, just it's not Tisha B'Av, it's your own personal ta'anit. Make sure that you have a kabbalah ta'anit by mincha before Tisha B'Av, so you can have your ta'anit chamor. Yeah. Anyway, bekitzur. Yeah. That's with regards to that. Yeah. Now, that's we just coined a new term. Yeah. 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 That's with regards to that. Don't be a hero. You have to be normal. Don't get yourself crazy. If you're patur, you're patur. Now, and also, it's not like it's not as Yom Kippur is chamur meod. It's deoraita. It's bezekarit. Even over there by cholim, whatever. In case, unless it's a case of very great need, we b'shiorim is it that doesn't apply b'tishah b'av. In shiorim is it, person's patur yochad liishte. Yeah, obviously, don't no party time. And not only that, if a person needs to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, whether it's chole, yoledet, whatever it is, he or she has to make avdalah before. You can't, don't forget, it's Matzai Shabbat. There's a stira between Chazon Avadiyah and Yechaveh Da'at. Tekshivu to. Yeah? In Chazon Avadiyah, in Yechaveh Da'at, older one, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says that even a person who's chole should try to, don't make avdalah immediately on Matzai Shabbat. Usually most people don't have to eat, even if you're chole, you don't have to eat on Matzai Shabbat. Why? You got finished eating 2 seconds ago, go to sleep, wake up tomorrow and see what happens. So over there, wait to make avdalah until tomorrow. So
drinking okay, without alcohol.
Only water. Only water?
Tea, chai?
Fine, that's according to Shulchan Aruch, the Zohar HaKadosh says that's a good way to die. Yeah, to drink water before avdalah. Anyway, bikitsur. Katu, yeah?
So you should do avdalah if that's the case, because everybody drinks.
If you need to drink, yeah? No, mamash, the Zohar HaKadosh brings down that if a person drinks... But we don't hold like the Gemara. Maskanat Gemara is not like Rav Huna, but the Zohar HaKadosh is very machmir about it, even drinking water before avdalah. So we tend to be machmir about even drinking water before avdalah because of the sakana involved.
Negative.
Neged Maran, but it's an inyan shel sakana. It's an inyan shel sakana. Anyway,
Maran didn't know sakana.
He held that it wasn't.
Oh, he held that it wasn't a sakana.
Yeah, he held that it wasn't. He didn't.
So why are we chashesh if he holds it's not?
Because the Zohar says it is.
But what happened to halacha neged kabbalah? We always go like halacha.
Nachon halacha, but beinyanim shel sakana. So a little bit more machmir. Inyanim shel sakana. Yeah. Now watch this.
Ramay migulim.
My migulim are also machmir. We try to be machmir. Maran says, yeah, we try to be machmir if there's an inyan shel sakana lfi yasod. Now,
medical knowledge today as opposed to before.
Fish and meat. Medically, anything wrong with eating fish and meat? Can I serve you a fish and meat burger? You eat it?
The Gemara says a particular type of fish. You're machmir because you don't know what type exactly.
No. The Gemara says fish. It says shibuta.
Any. Yeah. Shibuta is a particular fish. You don't know what it is. Okay.
Now, listen to this Rabotai. Throughout the day, this is another thing. Okay? Yes. Yeah, anyway, Bikitsur. So, oh, they tell you that also when you log on?
Yeah.
Psh, Isha Chashuva. Anyway. Huh?
You're being recorded.
Yeah,
very hush. They say, you're being recorded. Are you okay with it? Yeah. Click okay.
You cannot admit any evidence.
Rabotai. Zeh kol shtuyot. Whether they ask you or they don't ask you, they tell you, they, you know, disclosure, they're always recording you. And first of all, Hashem's always da malimala mimcha ayin ro'a dozen shema'at v'chol ma'asicha v'sefer nichtavim. But even not that way, even, you know, somebody's recording you, whether it's Google or the FBI or this, somebody's recording you. Yeah, don't forget about that. They even know what you're thinking. Yeah. Anyway, they put electrodes in your mind, and you know that's from the. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, they love it. People have now, they inject themselves with microchips so that they don't have to have credit cards and stuff anymore. Right? They just show their hand. They have something like this. Shemi Shur. Right, in a generation or two, there's not going to be people anymore. There's just going to be a bunch of, terminators. Anyway, Mikol Makom, just going to walk around being robots. Shemi Rachim. I don't know what they're trying to do. Mikol Makom, person has to be aware on Tisha B'Av. It's not asur to work on Tisha B'Av. There's no isur. Right? What does the Gemara say, though? That kol ha'oseh melacha b'tisha B'Av,
eino ro'eh
siman bracha. That it's, you know, you're not going to see any blessing from that thing. So again, first of all, it comes out on a Sunday. So that's half the battle, the fact that it's a Sunday. But even when it's during the week, there's no isur. Person mamash has to go to work, there's no isur. But you should know, sheno roim is a siman bracha. There's no siman bracha from that money. So you have to be, the person should preferably you know, stay off of work and trying to do all those things to focus on the avelut hayom.
Why would anybody work if he does not siman bracha unless he has no other choice?
Yeah, sometimes he has no other choice. Sometimes he has a workload that he has to get done. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? People have all sorts of different zachen. Yeah. Why would a person work on Chol HaMoed even if it's asur? I'm saying. Chol HaMoed is mamash isur gamur to work on Chol HaMoed. Okay, even there's many poskim hold that lacha, that manan lo kacha. There's many poskim hold that avodah bechol ha-moed is mamash melacha bechol ha-moed is isur deoraita. Yeah, da'at rashi, da'at ha-tosefot, yeah, da'at rabbeinu tam.
Can someone attend classes like on Zoom and for school?
If you have no other choice, and you're dama, it's if you have no other choice, it's Baruch Hashem, Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. In the past few years, they made all these. It's a new thing, but I think it's a good invention that they made all these marathons of shiurim. So, by the way, I want to point out that even when people give classes and shiurim and they have all these videos and which is Hashem Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, they pack your day with all sorts of material that's good for Tisha B'Av, Hashem Yisrael. You have to be careful also. Yeah, for those giving shiurim, quote unquote, or giving the classes or whatever it is, you have to make sure there's no shiur klalis on Tisha B'Av. You know, sometimes I've seen it happen that people go into it and they start bringing mikorot and start giving all. There's still an isur of Talmud Torah Tisha B'Av. So everything that you speak about still has to be in the confines of what's mutar to learn and to teach on Tisha B'Av. That's a different story. Yeah, but sometimes, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
By giving Musar.
Musar is a tool. Musar is okay. Maran Zichron Berchai writes in Chazon Obadiah that Musar is good.
Breaks you can learn all types of Musar in Shabbat?
Yes.
Musar is Yisurim.
Yeah. Even for the people
it's
who...
It's quoting Gemarot in Pesukim.
Say that. Over there it's quoting Gemarot that are meant to break you.
So you can verbalize it.
Yeah, you can learn Musar. Musar is Mutar. Orchot Tzadikim, Silat Tisharim, Chobot HaLevavot. You know, classic, not classic, whatever the Musar is, Rashid Chochma, whatever you want to learn, Musar and Tisha B'Av.
Someone gets Musar from learning Gemara.
No.
Manasseh, you know what I'm saying? We have Chazal. Yeah, what are you going to do? Pikudei Hashem, Hashem Yisamech Halev. What are you supposed to do? There's an element of happiness over there. What happens if a person says, I hate learning? You know what I'm saying? I hate learning.
Make him learn.
Make him learn on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Manasseh. You know what I'm saying? Chachamim or Gozer, that's what they said.
If it's learning, and you're even thinking about it, you're allowed to. So if I just listen to a shir, can I just listen to a shir then?
No. Listening is considered actual learning.
Can you open up a read and think about it?
No, that's reading.
I hear who?
Why is listening considered actual? Because you're mayan in your mind?
Or?
Yeah. Just like Birkot HaTorah. Can you listen to a shir without Birkot HaTorah? Why? Are you allowed to be meherher before Birkot HaTorah?
Mutar.
Nachon, aval da'at maran hakel bazeh. So over here, same thing. Shama'ata ata? It's hard. For Ben Teira, one of the hardest things of Tisha B'Av is not to learn. For a Daf Yomi guy, one of the hardest things of Tisha B'Av is being a daf behind by the end of Tisha B'Av. Aval ma, that's part of not having Beit HaMikdash. Yeah? Ma ta omer?
Rabbi.
One second.
Come on, Rav.
One second, man.
Your phones are the same thing as having someone talk to you?
Yes.
Even though it's not real, it's just coming out of...
You're listening. You can think about Divrei Torah, but you cannot listen to Divrei Torah. It's considered engaging in Divrei Torah in often ha'asur b'tisha b'av. Understand what I'm saying? Yeah, Matt.
If you have a chavruta kavua and you're teaching, let's say, Masechet Shabbat to someone that you're mekareving,
yeah. If
you don't teach him this Masechet Shabbat, he's going to watch TV. What do you do?
Mitzvah haba ba'avira. So, anyway.
No, teach him other things.
Yeah, teach him other things. Say, today we'll take a break from Shabbat, and today we're going to do either Musar, you do Moed Katan, you do Ilchot Avilut.
Even if it's Kavua, meaning 2 years, every single Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you learn this, you should stop learning and learn something else?
Manasot. I've had this question posed to me before, and if the person says, no, if you don't, you know, if you don't sit with me at 4 o'clock on Tisha B'Av afternoon and learn with me Masechet Shabbat, I'm going clubbing.
No, that's not a normal person. We're talking about a normal person.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, people give you two options. Say either things that are either give me I'm saying I don't know what he wants. Now all of a sudden he wants a shir klali and a baba basr. Yeah, he says if you don't give me a shir klali on cheskat batim right now, otherwise I'm going to go watch a movie. That's a big thing, unfortunately. A lot of people, yeah, Tisha B'Av is movie day. Sad movie, but movie. Yeah? Anyway. Zeh shtuyot, zeh reshayim. Mi yoseh zeh? Hashem Yirachem. Hashem Yirachem, what movie? Yeah? If all of a sudden, sometimes, by the way, that thing is Yetzer Hara. Now all of a sudden he wants to learn specifically Talmud Torah when Chazal said so. Especially when the same Chazal said that there's plenty of mutar things to learn on Tisha B'Av. It's machlok to poskim. We hold that there's still a chiyuv tanu Torah Tisha B'Av, just bedvarim mutarim. You can't say it's asur to learn. This is just a heter. No, it's a chiyuv to learn on Tisha B'Av. You just have to focus on the things that are mutar. There's plenty of other alternatives. Sometimes it's me'atzat yeter. Yeah, lehavdil en fafav danot chutz me'akavod. Sometimes a person. Yeah, what happens to the? There's mitzvah aseh min haTorah v'lechticha v'derech. To be osek b'talmud Torah when you're walking, when you're traveling, whatever. Yeah, when a person's walking, traveling, whatever it is, he's doing with all sorts of shtuyot. Yeah, who knows what? And then when he goes to the restroom, chutz me'akavod, what happens? All of a sudden, the yetzerah comes and says, "Oh, now let's learn parsha." You're going to learn parsha, you're going to think about the parashat HaShavua. That's all from the Yetzer Hara. Yeah, one time when I was taking, there's a famous story, I say it all the time. One time I was taking, I know what you're going to say. Yadati, Bini, Yadati.
So how come over there they make the kula? Someone's going to have Hirurei Avera, you can learn it.
Yadati, because Hirurei Avera, Kashin Me Avera, and it's worse than Talmud Torah B'Shirutim. Yeah. Hirurei Avera Shel Arayot is worse than Talmud Torah B'Shirutim. Yeah, one time I remember I was taking a test.
Watching a movie that has preached and something is worse than learning Torah on Tisha B'Av also. Why didn't they make the same kula?
So there's, if Be'emet, a person's in that situation, if a person's mamash already in front of the TV or in front of the movie, and he says, that doesn't allow me to teach him. You want to take a sefer to protect yourself, to save yourself from Dvarim Asurim, so you do it yourself. I can't do an isur to teach you. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but the person himself, if a person knows himself, and I'm not talking about us, the person knows himself. He says, if I don't sit and learn what I usually learn, I'm going to go home and watch things I'm not supposed to. No, we can't go around.
Or waste of time.
So go.
Or idle, whatever it
is. You know, we're human beings. We're supposed to have some element of self-control. It's also part of being a yid. You know what I'm saying? So there's also an element sometimes of ha'ayteu l'anasha b'yamot. You know what I'm saying? Not to compare it exactly over here. If a person comes, says, oh, you know, I'm giving you two choices, Rabbi. It's either you let me eat nevela or you let me eat terifa. You choose it. What do you tell him?
Either way, you're going to gain. It's still Talmud Torah. Like, how can you get punished for learning Talmud Torah?
Oh, so here's the thing. It's all Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the. Listen very carefully to what I tell you, and don't misunderstand my words. Talmud Torah is the highest value, but only when Hashem wants it from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? For instance, a person's in Beit HaKisser in the mikveh. I've seen this also. In the mikveh, all of a sudden they see each other, undressed, v'zeh, oh, parashat HaShavua. Asur lecha, you're not allowed to talk divrei Torah. Divrei Torah. But Hashem doesn't want it now from you. You understand? Ritzon Hashem is like that. Ritzon Hashem is lakol, zeman, va'et. Everything has to have a time. Everything is, so if Hashem doesn't want it, and it's Hashem's not even saying, I don't want it. He's saying what? I don't want this now. I want other things from you now, but not this. You know what I'm saying? Talmud Torah is only a vehicle to do Ritzon Hashem.
There's a Gemara that says
it's not on our terms. Torah and mitzvot are not on our terms, it's on Hashem's. You know what I'm saying? So
is it Gemara that says that the person could be studying Torah and Hashem is upset with him for studying Torah?
Well, there are different, many applications of that. Shamatam ani omer. So again, everybody has to make their own cheshbon. But Chazal didn't have to have every cuckoo guy's, his cheshbonot. To make your own cheshbon, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't warrant a heter. Yeah.
It's not a problem, it's a problem, sorry, when
Mutar, because over there it's being done to break a person. The psukim over there are being, it's not bringing it to, it's, when Sifrei Musar quote psukim, it's in order to be mechazek you either in Avodat Hashem, or to break your midot, or whatever it is. Breaking midot, learning Musar, is not so enjoyable, because Musar is all about telling us how we're not good enough.
Could you look up the sources if you don't understand how he's applying it to the Musar?
You're not supposed to look up sources. No, ayun, no, ze. Yeah, to. That's what Hashem is saying. Baruch Hashem, I have to fight with the Talmidim and that Talmud Torah. Hashem is saying. Come on, huh? Gonna come on. Yeah?
What taking notes of? What you learn?
So, if it's something short, if it's, what do you mean, on Tisha B'Av? Mutar. Ze mutar. Even, right. Let's say, what happens if a person has a chidush? Yeah, a person has, it just came to him, he has a chidush of something that's not mutar on Tisha B'Av, and he's afraid that if he doesn't write it down, he's going to forget it's a mutar.
Huh?
Afilu b'isur k'tiva, but it's two different things. One's isur k'tiva, and one is avelut. It's two different things. It's mutar to just jot it down very quick, and then put it away so that you don't forget it later. Now, with regards to Motza'e Tisha B'Av, there are, I didn't get to speak about a lot of it, but there is, certainly you have to make avdalah, Motza'e Tisha B'Av, kach da'at manan shulchan aruch, that you make it on Kos Yayin, and on Motza'e Tisha B'Av, manan shulchan aruch says also, no psukim. Rishon Letzion hinehinam, he says, v'noach matzachin, no psukim. Straight to Borei Pri HaGefen, hamavdil ben kodesh lechom. Why? Because over there, not that it's in Yisru Talmud Torah, Motza'e Tisha B'Av, aval mikol makom, we still have, you know, part of the tzad is still there. There's not too much to be happy about because we still weren't redeemed yet. So you lay off the psukim Motza'e Tisha B'Av, hagefen, hamavdil, zeo shalom. Borei me'orei she already made the night before. Besamim doesn't apply this week. Not on Motza'e Shabbat, not on Motza'e Tisha B'Av, klum. Now,
it's a given is optional. You can have shamil and not beer otherwise.
Nachon, like you always.
Drink besamim on Yom Tishabav also.
Nachon, because it's inappropriate. It's not. It's an oneg, and on a day that's meant for avelut, you're not supposed to give yourself, you know, that kind of pleasure. So, on leil.
But avelim do make brachot on.
Nachon.
Also, the things about.
But over here it's worse.
Anything.
Over here it's
Bet HaMikdash. This is avelut yeshana.
But in this thing, the poskim say it's inappropriate. Yeah? Tov Rabotai, listen carefully. With regards to breaking the fast, there are different minhagim. Most Sfaradim, okay, we don't have meat. Most of them don't have meat. The Ben Yishchai says the minhagim back there was to break the fast actually on meat. Yeah, on any year, on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Aval, mikol makom, unless you're Iraqi or whatever, and you have such a minhag, it's better not to. Da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch is to forbid having meat until Motza'e Asiri, which means until Shkia of Monday. Da'at Maran is to abstain from meat. Da'at Rama is a little bit more mekel, is to abstain until Chatzot of Monday. However, the Rama is also more machmir in another thing. All of the things, let's say, taking haircuts and stuff like that, the Rama is machmir until that time also. According to us, laundry, showers, haircuts, everything is mutar. Immediately, Motza'e Tisha B'Av. The only thing that we still abstain from is meat until Motza'e Asiri, which is Monday night.
So, meat and wine,
but that's only according to that minhag. According to minhag Yerushalayim, the minhag is only to abstain from meat anyway. Oh, wine is always mutar, even this week. But again, minhagim. So, anyway, Rabotai, these are all the technicals.
So, obviously, if you had minhag, then you would dafka choose Shechar Medina as opposed to wine for Abdullah.
No, because anyways, even during the 9 days, Da'at Maran is that you specifically make it on wine and it's no problem because it's still Shayach to Shabbat.
Even though it's Sunday night and Motzei
Tisha B'Av. Nachon, because it's still Shayach, it's still part of Kvod Shabbat, is making Abdullah. Why am I making Abdullah if not for Shabbat? It's because of Shabbat. Yeah? Now, with regards to... Oh, so that's basically, again, I didn't speak about all of the halachot, but it's a, you know, it's a nice summary of Tisha B'Av. You know,
so aside from meat, everything else is lechatchila Allah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rabotai, you have to remember, these are all the technicals. You don't want Tisha B'Av to become robotic, because that's not how Hashem meant it to be. It's not the Chachamim didn't mean it to be like that. It's supposed to be felt. You know, everybody has to do their own Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a day for Cheshbon HaNefesh, because you better believe that everybody on their own level, our own personal avonot, are, you know, we are responsible for the Churban Bet HaMikdash. Dor shelo nivna Bet HaMikdash miyamav, kilu nechrab miyamav. So we are all not only collectively, but individually responsible for the Churban. So everybody has to make their Cheshbon Nefesh. What can a person do? The Rambam writes that any Ta'anit that passes by without having made Teshuvah, if a person doesn't do Teshuvah on the Ta'anit, you could have fasted and sat on the floor of Azif. A person didn't do Teshuvah. It's a very interesting Syrian minhag that after Mincha of Tisha B'Av, they have a minhag. After Mincha, before Arvit, Shel Motza'e Tisha B'Av, they sing Elecha Hashem Nasati Einai from Slichot, in a special tune. Yeah, why? Two reasons. First of all, to remind the person, yeah, what's the next thing right after Tisha B'Av?
About 2 weeks.
Right? 2.5 weeks is already going to be Slichot. Yeah, Elul. That's number one. Yeah, Av is Rashi Tevot, Elul Ba. Remember. Aval, besides for that, also to remind the person, Slichot. Don't forget to ask for slicha. Gam b'tisha be'av. Person has to remember to dig deep inside to see, you know, what if you can a person imagine himself going and participating in the Churban Beit HaMikdash, like actually lighting things on fire and bashing bricks and stuff like that in the Beit HaMikdash? Of course not. That's like a horrendous thought. And yet, Agon Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim says that one machshava, one stray thought, one inappropriate thought of a Jew, Ba'olam Hazeh, causes much more spiritual harm in the upper realms than all of the ma'aseh, the actual Churban Beit HaMikdash of Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, and all of the goyim who participate in the Churban Beit HaMikdash. It's a very, very deep thing. So, wait. We're all liable. You know, we're all part of this issue. If we're not part of the solution, we're part of the problem. That's the way it works. So, everybody, I'm speaking primarily to myself, we have to sit down. As we're sitting there saying the keynote, Echa v'zeh, we have to look at ourselves. Wow, it's not... Yes, there's a pasuk in Echa. Avotenu chateu ve'enam, ve'anachnu avonoteim savanu. Yeah, our forefathers sinned and they're no longer here, and now we're eating it. It's not only that. Yeah? We're very, very much responsible as well. So we have to remember that. Tov.
Rabbi, how about kaparut that is customary? I don't know if other communities have it. In Iran, it was customary in here also every year. What's the source? What's the...
I don't have any sources. It's not brought down in any poskim. If it's a minhag, it's a minhag. You know what I'm saying? Kaparot.
Why did not speak about that? Other
kaparot is a minhag during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Ayin Yom Kippurim, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. If it's other, that's it. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, I haven't ever seen it brought down anywhere, but if you do it, you do it. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't become like a joyride, you know? Oh, kaparot, okay, let's kill chickens. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's Shabbat still. If you need it for food or whatever it is,
in Iran, they used to come to Shechita and have the meat and say...
I said, it's Ben Ishchai brings down that they did Shechita and ate meat on Motzai Tisha B'Av, but mikol makom, if you have such a minhag, beseder. If you don't. Tov. Tov. Yeah.
I'm sorry if I missed this. Is it okay to pray early mincha tomorrow?
Yeah, why not? On Shabbat?
No, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
On Shabbat or on Sunday?
No, on Shabbat.
What's the problem?
Isn't it usually on Tisha B'Av before Suda? I'm of second. You shouldn't pray early mincha. You should play later mincha. Or am I making that up?
No. You can pray early mincha. There's no problem. In Shumba. Okay. On Tisha B'Av itself, if you pray early mincha, then you're losing out on Birkat Kohanim.
Then you're talking about Erev Yom Kippur. You should pray mincha early.
Yeah, on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to specifically daven mincha early before the Seudah Mafsekit. But anyways, this year, it's completely non-existent because we don't have a Seudah Mafsekit this year. So, let's stop for a moment and say a few vertlach on Parashat HaShavua.